This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Much as she might like to forget it, Sabrina Krause clearly remembers the morning of April 20th. That was the day her husband of 22 years, Okili Ingabare, was abruptly taken into custody by federal immigration officers in front of the couple's Santa Rosa home.
They were talking to me and I was trying to get rid of them, and they saw me glance at him as he was coming home, and they just ran out in the street and got him. There was 3 cars unmarked and 6 cops, calling him the fugitive, even though we lived in the same house for 15 years.
Nor were they hiding there. Okili has been highly visible as a drummer, businessman, parent, and the founder of a local nonprofit, the United Africa Club. His arrest, Krause says, was the result of an expired student visa dating back to 1981, when Okili, a Congolese citizen, first came to California.
He came in legally on a student F-1 visa and was coming to attend a particular school that had accepted him, but he realized when he got here he couldn't afford the school. So he told them that he was going to drop out and look for some other school, and they said, well, you're violating your student visa at that point.
When the visa expired in 1985, his then-girlfriend suggested the two of them get married. But immigration officials challenged their union.
At that time, they didn't realize how complicated that was. They just thought, oh, you get married and apply, and that's it. And they went and got married, and they have an interview where they separate the couple, and the girl got really scared in the interview for all the threats. She was pretty much terrorized about having to get fined or go to prison if she wasn't telling the truth. And they weren't living together yet, and so it was looking funny to the officers. She backed out of the marriage right there out of the fear. Because of that little foo-fah or whatever that the government considers very serious, as bad as a drug smuggling terrorist from another country, they wouldn't let us apply through our marriage. We went to apply through our marriage, and every lawyer said, no, you better not do that. They'll deport him.
Ann Krause says that wasn't the only time they were tripped up by the immigration bureaucracy.
We found out about an amnesty program that he fit into, and we applied, and he got a work permit and a driver's license and a social security number, and it was pending for a good 10 years before it was denied.
By this time, the couple had 2 children and were well established in the local community. More years passed, and they heard nothing, and began to tell themselves that maybe the whole matter had simply gotten lost forever. But that wasn't the case.
It was about a year ago that they surprised me with a visit, and I got really scared. We kind of laid low, and then about 2 months ago, we got another visit. At that point, we went immediately to a lawyer.
Before they could engage the legal process, Okili was arrested and for the past month has been held in an immigration detention facility in Eloy, Arizona. An attorney there managed to forestall Ngabare's immediate deportation, which would have barred him from re-entering the country for at least 10 years, but his long-term fate remains uncertain. Krause is hoping that a future hearing will allow them to make the case that Okili is not a fugitive undesirable, but an upstanding active member of the local community.
Hopefully, we should be able to open up this whole thing and show that we have 2 kids, 21 and 17, American-born, I'm American-born. Plus, the whole community loves him, and they're coming forward to help him.
Okili has now been included in a class action lawsuit for people who were improperly denied the amnesty for which he applied so many years ago. That status should preclude his deportation until the suit is settled. But word reached his family late yesterday that he was about to be sent back to Africa regardless. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.